Because you came to music late, or relatively late. I gather baseball was your big thing when you were a kid. Was it a light Lightning Hopkins album that sort of turned your head?
Yeah, I was 16 and I'd heard music every day of my life. And my brothers, sisters, mom and dad, they all played. You know, on a cotton farm, that's what everybody did, was break out a guitar and play. And I didn't care nothing about it. And then I heard old Lightning with that old foot stomping, that old acoustic guitar, and I said, man. So I put my baseball glove up in the closet and got Dad's guitar, and that's it. But it's like Lightning turned, it was a turning point on me. Him and John Lee. Yeah, I'd lock myself in the bathroom at nights at the house, and Daddy'd be kicking on the door trying to get in. And then I was just playing constantly, you know, like high school, and just me and another rhythm guitar player, no drums or nothing, just two players. Then I had a little band in Monroe, Louisiana, and started playing the nightclubs, and there was never no question after that. And it was down in that delta of Louisiana, close to Arkansas and Mississippi, right in that corner, wasn't in the Cajun country. So we was all listening to men, the boys around that part of the country, blues and Elvis and that kind of playing, you know, rock and roll. And man, it just took over my whole thing. I knew I wasn't gonna come back to that cotton farm. People came to see me in Kingsville, Texas, to see Elvis. Cause I mean, I had my hair combed like him, we had sideburns, and I copied him. And then I'd throw in the blues, Lightning, John Lee when I had him in there. But I copied him all the time, and it was like, all of a sudden, for it to turn around, it was through two or three of my songs. But it was like I'm going, well, you know, music don't have any boundaries, you know.
Europe broke you, and Europe has remained really, really loyal to you. I mean, the Europeans appear to like performers with some grit and texture and a little bit of, you know, heart and soul. I mean, do you enjoy playing to European audiences?
Yes, I do. It's like they treat it more like if it hits them right. It's kind of like an art form to them and something they want to stay with the rest of their lives, you know. It's not like a flavor of the week McDonald's burger or something that's number one.
The long haul.
Yeah. And it's like to still go back. I mean, right now it's bigger than I can imagine in Europe for me and Joe and all of us, you know. And even over here in Australia, it's like people seem to really care about the thing. I mean, like going to a radio station with acoustic guitar and playing live. I've done it four times in 2 days here already, and that's what I love to do that. But in America, you would never, hardly anybody has a station that you could play live because the computer ain't set up for it.
your Wampa Stomper approach to guitar playing, the use of the wah-wah, were there other influences? Was it a regional thing? I mean, just tell me something about your guitar playing.
Well, the guitar, like I said, my daddy taught me two or three chords, and then when I left Louisiana and went into all the clubs and playing, I mean, each night you'd come up with something, you know, in your guitar, and then pretty soon this guy called me and down at the music store there, he was playing drums for me, and he said, I got this pedal that just come in, it's called a boomerang wah. I said, well, what does it do? And he said, shit, I don't know. And I plugged it up to my guitar and just started playing. And the way I pat my foot to the thing just went right into the swamp, you know. And so that was a lucky break there for me that happened that way. But there was never no one I heard even playing one or anything. I just plugged it up to that.
What is swamp rock? What are the components that make swamp rock? How would you describe it to someone who had no idea what it was?
If I was going to try to describe it to the way it hits people, I'd say it's blues with a beat that makes a lot of people dance and get really wild and make moves with their bodies that they don't usually make, you know? Because these two in Texas, man, we'd be playing, it's just me and my drummer, which I still the way it is on stage. And these people started laying down on the floor dancing on their bellies, crawling around like an alligator, even the women. And it was like, you'd look out there and be like 100 people on their stomach, and they'd jump up and go into another weird thing. And you'd just be playing what you knew how to play, you know. So I'd say it's blues with a beat, you know. It's primitive and it makes people want to have contact with someone, you know. You know, be close to somebody or touch somebody or do something. And then sometimes a slow ballad or something and make them pull together into a slow dance. But swamp rock moves and sweats and steams, you know. That's a good description for it.